Okay, good morning, everyone. Again, my name is Alexis Kowalski. I work with the New York City Department of Health Bureau of STD Control. And today I'll be speaking on improving STD clinic-based HIV partner services through checking the HIV/AIDS registry, otherwise referred to as HARS through this presentation, for named partners in 9 New York City publicly funded STD clinics. During the course of this presentation, I'll be describing both the clinical and partner services offered within the New York City Department of Health's Bureau of STD Control and the Bureau of HIV. I'll be describing the use and limitations of data sources and surveillance registry systems for partner services, and recent changes in New York State HIV/AIDS registry law and the impact it has had on partner services in New York City. So just to begin with an overview of the Bureau of STD Control, currently the Bureau operates 9 STD clinics, which are located throughout across the 5 boroughs of New York City. The services that are provided at these clinics are both free and confidential. And just to give you a sense of our patient volume, last year we had over 125,000 patient visits, and we performed over 75,000 HIV tests. Our standard clinical services include testing and treatment for syphilis, gonorrhea, and chlamydia, HIV counseling and testing, which is offered both confidentially and anonymously, hepatitis A and B vaccines, hepatitis C screening, pap smears, and emergency contraception. Partner services which are offered within the Bureau of STD and the Bureau of HIV include a broad array of activities intended for persons infected with HIV and other STDs, and their sexual or needle-sharing partners. Activities that fall under partner services include partner notification, linkage to medical care, treatment, and prevention interventions. The Bureau of STD's interview and partner services are responsible for, there's a long list, citywide cases of syphilis, LGV, and chancroid, select cases of gonorrhea and chlamydia, citywide cases of confirmed HIV-positive status with current syphilis diagnosis, STD clinic-based cases of HIV, that includes our newly diagnosed cases, including acute HIV, and our prevalent positives, citywide cases forwarded from the Bureau of HIV's Contact Notification Assistance Program, otherwise known as CNAP, and New York City resident partners to HIV-positive patients diagnosed outside of New York. The Bureau of HIV's partner services is responsible for HIV and AIDS cases diagnosed and are treated at select facilities and hospitals, HIV and AIDS cases in the New York City jail system, acute HIV cases diagnosed outside the Bureau of STD clinics, and gonorrhea cases with current HIV diagnosis. Currently, staff that are responsible for case management and partner services use multiple surveillance systems and data sources to assist them in their partner notification efforts by gaining additional locating information and any treatment and testing history on partners that are named. The Bureau of STD has 2 main data sources that they use. The first is our electronic medical record, which is referred in-house as EMR. It's a web-based application. It contains our STD patient-level data, including STD history and testing and treatment, rather, and any HIV testing history. Our second data source is STD-MIS, which I'm sure you are all familiar with. It's a database application provided by CDC. It contains all reportable STDs and case management records for our New York City STD clinic patients and citywide syphilis cases. The Bureau of HIV's main surveillance registry system is HARS, or the HIV/AIDS Registry. It's a database application which contains all cases of HIV or AIDS diagnosed in New York City. Currently, data sharing between the two bureaus is limited by laws and regulations. However, prior to 2008, New York State prohibited the sharing of any HIV patient-level data between the bureaus for epidemiological investigation and case management. Now, because the two bureaus work with similar patient populations, we were beginning to notice that this was resulting in a lot of duplication of efforts between the two bureaus. Patients were becoming to get were becoming irritated because they were curing from the Bureau of STD and the Bureau of HIV. And also just there was a suboptimal timeliness of follow-up to patients and partners. And so in 2007, the bureaus worked together to petition New York State to expand access around HARS so that the Bureau of STD could check to see if named partners were already in HARS prior to conducting their partner notification efforts. We proposed that in doing this, we'd be able to streamline our partner service activities, we'd be able to prioritize our partner notification efforts, and ultimately deduplicate work efforts, which enhances program efficiency and decreased costs. We did receive approval from New York State in 2008 to access HARS for epidemiological monitoring and partner notification efforts. We developed an internal protocol to handle all HARS checks requests that were coming from the Bureau of STD to the Bureau of HIV, and the current procedures for checking the status of a named partner is as follows. All cases of HIV diagnosed at an STD clinic are interviewed for partners if partner names are elicited and contain the criteria that's necessary for a HARS check, which includes full name, date of birth, and zip code. Those partners can be forwarded over to Bureau of HIV for HARS check request. The matching process can result in one of the following four criteria, results. And I'll start with the green one, which is not in HARS. That means that the patient has never had an HIV positive test in New York City. HARS match did not receive result, meaning that the patient is positive, but they never received their positive test result. HARS match receipt of result not documented, meaning that the patient is in HARS, HIV positive, but we have no way of knowing if the patient received their positive test result or not. And HARS match receive result, meaning that the patient is in HARS, HIV positive, and has received their HIV positive test result. Dispositions are usually returned back to the Bureau of STD within 24 to 48 hours. Now, in situations where there's a large number of partners to notify, and in an event to, in an attempt to prevent the occurrence of new infections, it's necessary to prioritize our notifications based on the results of the matching. And prioritization does take place in the following order. Not in HARS, meaning that we will attempt to contact people that have that are not previously HIV positive over people that are in HARS, and especially over people that are in HARS and do know their HIV positive test result. Now, regardless of the matching process, we will attempt to notify all partners named. And just to give you an overview of how this protocol has played out, from January 1st, 2008 to December 31st, 2008, the Bureau of STD Control was responsible for following up on 256 partners named by persons diagnosed with HIV infection in one of the 9 STD clinics. HARS checks were possible for 109 patients, or 43% of the named partners, and this again was based on criteria, which was full name, date of birth, and zip code. The results of the HARS checks, 74 out of the 109 partners did not match in HARS, and 35 of the 109 partners did match in HARS. Well, what we were able to find is that time to notification of exposure was 10 days for partners who did not match in HARS, and 22 days for partners who did match in HARS. So there is a 12-day difference. And just through using this protocol, we've been able to see that HARS checks for HIV-exposed partners provides additional information to our staff that allows them to prioritize work to best address the needs of the named partners who may not yet be aware of their exposure to HIV, which ultimately helps both the Bureau of STD and the Bureau of HIV target our public health activities accordingly. I'd like to take this moment to acknowledge my coworkers for their time and the work that they dedicated to this project and to the presentation. And I'd be happy to take any questions.
Okay, we have about 5 minutes for questions.
So that's a limitation, unfortunately. We're unable at the Bureau of STD to keep the names of the partners that are requested for HARS match, because in basically what we'd be doing then is creating our own HIV AIDS registry. So unfortunately, that data is unavailable.
Any other questions? Okay, thank you, Alexis. Next, we have Jennifer Brodsky from California Department of Public Health.